Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe we're a little different. There's no need to be ashamed. You got the light to
Shalom. Shabbat Shalom, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed, we're back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Adam Yah, of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful. Yes, indeed, very thankful to the Most High for the opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words. Most High has granted me for the blessing of His people, for the blessing, praise of His holy name. Most High has told me, yes, indeed, He's told me that I have some very important things for His cause, the cause of His people to do. And unto that cause, I welcome you to the show. I thank the Most High for every ear, yes, for every ear that He brings near. The Most High has told me, yes, again, He has told me that for His cause, I have some very important things for Him that I must do. And He told me because of what I must do, He said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But He told me that in doing for Him, that which He has asked of me, that I would have His protection and His guidance. For that, my brothers and sisters, I am utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me that I must tell you things. Yes, my brothers and sisters, He told me I must tell you things. He told me these words are very precious. But they are only for the most humble soul. He told me that I must tell you things. That men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence. And that men, if they could, to destroy. Well, I can only tell you that across this world, all the various nations we see, not having been in all things, none of them, having been in all things true, that was the Most High declared from the beginning, none of them being true to the initial foundation. All of them have in some way been an obstacle against men discerning that pure and perfect foundation, that pure and perfect firmity and constitutionality, eternality, steadfastness, Most High required of His people from the beginning. I dare to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that none of the systems of this present earth, none of them politically, none of the political systems, well, be quite frank about it, my brothers and sisters, the kingdom of Yah is not a politic. It's not a system after the diverse double-mindedness of any man or group of men. Kingdom of Yah, brothers and sisters, after the will of one. I dare to tell you that none, the political, national, international, social, religious, cultural, differences of mankind, none of them in their contentions is worthy unto the kingdom of Yah. What in effect the Messiah say, reading through Matthew, Matthias 5:14-24, your righteousness must exceed, if you will, all the contentions of your many rulers. Contentious because they in some way deny or pervert, pollute the teaching of the law and the prophets. Your righteousness must exceed them all. The contentious differences else without a covenant. You shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Most High did not say that any man had a right to rule or declare any rule short of what he has decreed. Therefore, the blessing of this earth can only be that the Most High shall raise up a king. Yes, the Most High shall raise up a king to rule over all nations after the truth of his righteousness. This is the promise, my brothers and sisters. The Most High said, according to Daniel 2:44, will break in pieces all other kingdoms and will establish one kingdom, my brothers and sisters, that shall rule over all nations, even over the whole world forever. Promise of the Most High. Genesis. Book of Genesis 49:10-12. Speaks of him who is called Shiloh. When scripture calls him, him unto whom it belongs. Him unto whom all the nations shall seek. All nations must gather. All must nations must look for. In fact, the scripture said, Isaiah 42 and is appearing because prophets have not spoken faithfully. Not spoken faithfully unto the fullness of the gospel. Not spoken faithfully unto the fullness of the word. There's so many ways of hypocritically spoken according to the constraints, fallen minds, escapes to the rulers. It says when he comes, because men have not discerned what is the solution decreed from the beginning, which is the fullness of the Holy Word. It says when he appears, scripture tells us we must discern what it means. When the scripture says, behold my servant, Isaiah 42. My elect chosen one, whom my soul delights. The soul of the Most High, or the will or zeal of the Most High divided by brothers and sisters, absolutely not. He said, behold my servant, my elect, my soul delights. My soul delights. I put my spirit upon him. What does the Holy Spirit do? Teach all things. Bring all things Most High would have men to consider. Even from the beginning to remembrance. Even all those truths, my brothers and sisters, of the world across many generations. Men being scattered across the nations. In so many ways have been pronated to forget. See, I put my spirit upon him to bring forth justice to the nations. The isles shall wait for, seek after, expect rather than presume. Here's the law. My brothers and sisters, we have to ask ourselves a question. Since it is true, I said since it is true, that no matter partiality, no matter double-minded, no matter perversity, no matter of denial or rebelliousness against any part of the word of Yah, my brothers and sisters shall survive. To be able to stand at the day of judgment. Why do I say this? What does the scripture say in Yohanan, John 1:1? Messiah is the word, the precepts, the promise, the purpose, the decrees of the Most High, from the very beginning to eternity. Scripture says man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. Messiah said that himself. He said, your righteousness must exceed again all the contentions of your rulers. Else you stand to be called reprobate without a covenant, that you shall not enter the kingdom of Yah. This automatically demands that men seek the righteousness of Yah, the truth of Yah, beyond all the snares and illusions of the nations. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, the reference point in knowing to exceed all the nations must be established. For who, my brothers and sisters, among men can dare say that of himself he discerns beyond all the tricks, illusions, pretenses, false righteousnesses, tainted doctrines of the nations? Who is it, my brothers and sisters, that can say that he can exceed them all, discern and exceed them all, but by the power of Yah himself? That's why I say to you, my brothers and sisters, I thank the Most High for every year that he brings near. I will say to you again, my brothers and sisters, he said, behold my servant, my elect, and my soul, delight to put my spirit upon him. You must declare a standard whereby men shall again learn to revere the Most High. He said, go forth and teach all nations everything that he declared. Gospel is not part of that word. It's the whole word. He said, whoever believes the gospel must be preached to every creature. My brothers and sisters, understand what it means. The Most High has a plan from on high for the beauty of all that he had created, all the hope of peace that he created. And it means that rule, that a man might learn again to be a righteous steward in this earth. Caring for, rather than destroying the beauty of what the Most High created and intended. He said, go forth and preach that gospel, that whole word from above that declares or preserves the preciousness of what the Most High has created to all his people across all the nations, and all are obligated to uphold it. Go forth and preach the gospel to every creature. Say, whoever then believes, wherefore believes also obeys, heeds, obeys. He who believes and obeys, heeds with diligence, and is baptized, therefore, meaning converted. Why would one be baptized, knowing to seek the authority? I said seek what is honorable for the Most High. Baptized in the name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, seeking to uphold with honor the surety of the Holy Name, for which all who will be allowed to claim it must be one. How can man, a brother and sister, say that he seeks to be exalted in the name of him who said that he is all that he is, and they cannot deny himself? How is it, my brothers and sisters, so many have been baptized, they say, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and yet there's so many contentions among us? Didn't Messiah say, watch out for false prophets? Watch out for those then who don't teach the whole word, false, fallen, foolish, deceptive, seeming to be sufficient, but not enough. He said, your righteousness must exceed them. Because he said, they crowd, Lord, Lord, but not to perform fully what is the will of the Father. They speak the word, my brothers and sisters. They speak words by rote. And what did he say? He who has my words, obeys. And the word there also means understands them. He who has my words and understands them to obey them rightly. He says, built his house upon a rock, a strong foundation. Well, what then, my brothers and sisters, are those who trust in misadministrations, therefore lies? Shall men say that it is an abundance of lies after which they shall be saved, made whole, made one, allowed to be preserved? Shall men say that it's after abundance of lies, presumptuousnesses, misconceits, partialities, everyone desires to uphold his peace in part, seemingly wise after the hearts of men. So men, my brothers and sisters, say that without a reconciling absolute standard, mutual standard, as decreed from above to all the world, shall men say, my brothers and sisters, without that pure and perfect word, they've still been true to the gospel? Think about it. The gospel went forth to all the nations, but every nation has sought to constrain the sanctity, purity, converting power with that word. Each nation according to his own designs. Each nation to preserve bondage under the fallen, even treacherously hypocritical and blinding, miscreant, misadministrated mindsets of so many various rulers. And this is obvious, my brothers and sisters, when we look around and see the contentions that exist, the lack of agreement that exists among all the various nations, whereby so many have desired to say that under their authority a man is delivered, even true to the fullness of that which the Most High himself has declared that we should prepare for in the coming full realization of him who is called Shiloh, unto him which all the peoples must gather. The one, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures speak of. I said the one which the scriptures speak of, that all must transcend the sin, the fallen standards, the divisive standards, the short-sighted standards of all the rulers, breaking free of every misallegiance and becoming true, my brothers and sisters, all the Most High has declared. This word, my brothers and sisters, in this present holy Shabbat, in the time the Most High has declared that his people must seek him with all their minds, hearts, souls, and might. In this very time, my brothers and sisters, when the Most High has declared, people must show a genuine love for Yah and love for one another, seeking to be the best to learn, even learn what is to be the best possible example. But the scripture says when we learn his statutes, what does the scripture say? Psalms 119:7, I'll praise thee with a whole heart when I have learned thy commandments. Well, in this time, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand what it means when it says man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah. We have to understand what it means, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will not deny himself. Therefore, we must seek to be furnished the wisdom of him unto all good works, all that he has declared, all that complies with the righteousness of his kingdom. Many say they are saved. Many say they are delivered. But my brothers and sisters, no man is perfected after what seems wise, after the status quo of the various fallen nations of this world. There's a reason why the apostle Shaul said, I know nothing of which I am guilty, but I may not be right in this. We said, my judge is the Most High. He knew, yes, he knew, Messiah will come to judge righteously, according to the decrees of the Most High, all men. See, I know nothing which I'm guilty, but I might not be right in this, my judge is the Lord. He said, therefore, let us not consider ourselves so wise before the time. If any man consider himself wise after this world, the diversities of this world, know that he is foolish. Let him discern that he has been foolish, if he believes that a multitude of contradictions have been a work of the Holy Spirit. that not a man consider himself so wise before the time when Messiah himself comes as judge. To reveal the hidden things, the things that men have not considered, even to expose, my brothers and sisters, all those who have hid the truth from you. He said, and then, in that day, shall every man know how to praise, how to honor the one most high. Well, how is it, my brothers and sisters, across 45,000 denominations? Some 4,500 and counting religiosities in this present world. 280 nations and counting. Divisions, schisms, partialities, after which men, not seeking after the Holy Spirit for the remembrance of all those things long forgotten, have sought to exalt themselves. And not only have they sought to exalt themselves, my brothers and sisters, every nation has sought in so many ways to betray the promise of Yah. How have they done this? Says you should not swear by or call upon his name after the vanities of any other. He says you should not worship any other. You should not be found guiltless. You should not be found not to be put ashamed. Any man who does this. My brothers and sisters, you ever stop to consider? The Most High has made a promise. Only that nation, true to that righteousness, and it is yet to be made manifest in the earth. Only that nation, true to all that is that righteousness, reconciled again as one, which the Most High has decreed, give dominion over this whole world, to give it the knowledge again of righteous rule at the hand of him who sits upon the throne of David at Jerusalem. Only that nation, my brothers and sisters, when it again is established and its people are reconciled as one, only they, my brothers and sisters, who are true to that nation the Most High said he would build, and that he would restore, and that he would preserve forever, eternal. Only that nation offers the hope of eternal life. Nevertheless, my brothers and sisters, across the nations, across the various social, cultural, political, national, international regimes of this world, against the righteousness of the One, some of every nation, my brothers and sisters, have in some way said that they are the chosen, as if to say that the Most High will defend them and uphold what they have called righteousness against every enemy. When the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, so many pastors who have said this have been, did you hear me, brothers and sisters, have been the enemy. How? Because they would not preach all, everything, fully, completely, while the Most High is forsworn, is the obligation that must be preached for those whom he has called office of prophet or apostle. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, the Most High sends by his Spirit those who he calls the office of prophet must teach all things, must bring all things to remembrance, knowing that the righteousness of Yah, what brings peace to all the nations. What is the gospel? It's not a partial word that ignores anything the Most High has said. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters, what was meant when he said, watch out for false prophets. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, if any man denies anything prophetically declared in the word of Yah, he is counted far from being counted righteous before him. If any man, my brothers and sisters, denies the opportunity Most High will grant. Men discern all the better what is the obligation for Yah. Scriptures tell us that double-minded man, let him not think he'll receive anything from Yah. So a man deny the words of the Most High and expect in denial to be favored. I say, my brothers and sisters, such a man should think again. The time has come that we discern what is the true nature. I say, what is the true nature of true nature, my brothers and sisters, what is the vow unto the Most High? I've said it so many times in this show, that the name of the Most High means He is all and everything that He is. Second Timothy says He will not deny Himself. That means He will not pollute His name. He will not bring into His kingdom, my brothers and sisters, that they be preserved. Anyone who would deny the fullness, any part of the fullness of His word. See, He will not profane His name, nor will He give His glory to another. I will say again, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand this very, very precious truth. I said very, very precious truth. And quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, in discerning this truth, we must rejoice because it means the Most High will defend the sanctity of the promise of peace that He has decreed. No argument, no irrational rebellion, no contentious warfare intent to hide or defend allegiance to any form of vanity, partiality, whatever does not perform the fullness of divine intent. No argument, no irrational rebellion or contentious warfare intent to hide or defend allegiance to any form of vanity, short-sightedness, perversity, or any form of inconclusive hegemonial lawlessness. It has been founded after inconsiderate, reprobate, undisciplined, uninspired infirmities, after any form of worldly unrighteousness, errant, falling short, after misconceits of this age. None of these, brothers and sisters, has any hope to prevail in the judgment. Those of you who know well Isaiah 41:20 through 41:21, through 42:4, understand what I'm saying. Scripture says Messiah coming to declare who is, or revealing by His word who is or who is not godly, who is true to the Most High, formed after His spirit, and who is counted an abomination. He said, my brothers and sisters, all those who will not declare what the Most High decreed from the beginning, eternal. My brothers and sisters are unworthy to be called the workmanship of His hands. He said, because of this, kings of the earth, their precepts and principles must be trodden down like mortar to potter treads clay. All must discern the precepts of men. What Scripture says in 1 Corinthians, Most High know that the thoughts of men are vain. You must expose all these miscreant precepts under which men trusted, that His people at last discerning the vanity, that it has been vanity to fall after the diverse standards of men, may at last, my brothers and sisters, be free. Who will understand this truth? For I dare to say, and I've spoken about this on a few occasions in the last few shows, just as Edom, as the sons of Esau, have rejected the promise of the Most High, rejected the choice of the Most High, rejected the knowledge of that which the Most High foretold must be, just as Edom and the nations of the world have rejected concord with the ancient promise. So, my brothers and sisters, so many today who call themselves Israel. I think about it, my brothers and sisters, because it's time we wake up and understand. There will not be the multitude of differing factions of what most people call traditional Judaism. It will not be the, like in other words, the ultra-Orthodox, Hasidic, Reformed, conservative, so many others. It will not be all these factions, my brothers and sisters, of all walking after the one spirit to be led into that fullness. I dare say, my brothers and sisters, it's difficult for anyone to walk in that fullness or find that fullness if they've not discerned foundation. And we need to talk about that tonight. Among those who call themselves Christians, wow, 45,000 denominations. You ever stop to consider the reason why there are so many? Is because there's a very precious foundation at the heart of it all that all have ignored. Orthodox Jewry as well. Many who call themselves Messianic, Hebrew Israelite. Wow. Have they really, truly understood what Messiah said at Mark 16:15-16? He said, go ye forth and preach the gospel, the whole world, to every creature. How about that? All, everything on earth under the dominion and stewardship of man. And all men might discern what is peace and preservation of that which belongs to Yah. No man was given the right, nor any people given the right, my brothers and sisters, to sit back and talk about, you know, I heard President Obama today said he believed that every nation has a right to determine its course. It's evident that he was talking about no nation should be under the rule of any form of seeming injustice. I'm not sure that's actually what he would have meant. Not at all. Because think about it. Every nation, according to its rule, considers the rule of other nations in some way unjust, in that they all have their own sense of what they call culture. But what he was saying is that he believed that no nation should be infringed upon by another nation. I have to ask a question, my brother and sister. The earth was made by the Most High. He is its maker. Earth belongs to him. Fullness thereof, all they that dwell therein. How did these multitude of various nations come to be, my brothers and sisters, if they were true? The kingdom of Yah. If they were true to him who made all things, how could these multitude of nations come to be? Was anybody given the right to enslave a mind, to divide man away from the salvation of the knowledge of Yah? Most High has already decreed, Jeremiah 30:10-11. Most High make a full end of all nations, wherever his people have been scattered, that he might correct them justly. How about beyond all the rulers? Yes, even beyond all that have become called pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, presidents, prime ministers, kings, whatever. Messiah will reprove all nations beyond all the rulers, declare one rule, all might look to him. But the rulers, by and large, have not told you this because they would preserve their misrule over you. Or dare men believe because they are born into a nation that they don't need to be born again after the higher rule of Yah. Messiah never said that man subject to the rule of another would enter into his kingdom. He said, must preach the whole gospel, the whole word of the Most High unto all the nations. And rulers have stood against that. They stood against your discerning that word clearly. To the nations, my brothers and sisters, rulers of the nations, have a right to predetermine their destiny? Do you really think so? He said the Most High is going to make a full end of all nations. That in so many ways have taught short-sighted standards that have kept his people from discerning fully what is his discipline. I think about the fact, my brothers and sisters, that he said when he restores the true knowledge of righteousness in the earth, anyone who will not hearken to that fullness of truth revealed, his righteousness revealed. Scripture says plainly, my brothers and sisters, the nation that will not hearken. The people, my brothers and sisters, will not hearken to that righteousness for which this world was made. That nation shall perish. Shall a nation, any nation, say it has a right to reserve its contentions against the manifestation of holy kingdom peace on this earth? Most High has said that Israel will one day, at the behest of Messiah himself, the men were told to expect from the beginning, will have dominion over all the nations, will declare the rule, the righteous rule of Yah, the rule of peace, the rule of love, rule discerned by divine favor to all the nations, and all nations put under that dominion shall be the peace. Shall nations say, in this earth, rulers say in this earth, they have a right to resist this? Shall they mandate stupidity on the part of all? Most High told me that what is the nature of a fool is one who will stand against him. And my brothers and sisters, anyone who would curse his name, divide up his people, stand against his people, discerning the points of his will, my brothers and sisters, establishes a curse. Shall man say, my brothers and sisters, that in resistance against discerning the will of Yah, they shall yet have his guidance? Scripture says, if any man become double-minded, unwilling to seek the whole word, unwilling to seek the perfect work of Yah, so let him not think he receive anything from the Most High, and is certain that it has come true what is prophesied. Most High said in the last days he will withdraw his spirit from all your rulers. Because they have been resistant. Did you hear me? Because they've been resistant. So he draw a spirit from the rulers. He said, the spirit of truth, the world they will not receive. Those who desire to preserve the contentions and difference and conflicts of the nations. He said the spirit of truth, his guidance, fullness and discretion of his testimony, they will not receive. And my brothers and sisters, that is a very perilous thing. Because it means all peoples will be left subject to the injustice of their rulers. And many discerning that injustice, scriptures speak of a time when there will come something that is figuratively called the drying up of the rivers, that men should seek beyond the oppressive, unjust rule of men what indeed is the righteousness of the One Most High. The exceeding righteousness, my brothers and sisters, that none discerns, but those who know to expect and seek from Yah and Absolute, that they might in all things be made true unto him. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, it's time we cease to fail the righteousness of Yah. I'd like to call attention to certain scripture, and it relates what is the utmost, the first command of all. Remember the book of Jacob called James, that led not the double-minded man after the provocation, the various multitude of provocations of the nations. Let him not think he receive anything from Yah. The man think he'll be favored by the Most High because he has resisted the knowledge of his will? Shall rulers, because they seek to keep being men enslaved after the fallen mindscape of their misimagining, shall men believe, my brothers and sisters, they shall be favored by the Most High for acting as obstacles? Deuteronomy 6 and 4, hear, O Israel, all that will be the people of the Most High will be true to his name. So the Most High, the Holy One, our Holy One, he is one. He is not tainted. He is not dissuaded. He is not destabilized after any of the misconceits of man. He is as he is, not as men have imagined. Therefore, those not knowing what it means, and he says he is a great I am, that I am, must seek in all things for his mercy. They be disciplined. The Most High will bring to bear all that he has spoken. His words shall not return to him void. Therefore, it is the refining grace, the mercy of Yah, that he prepares the mind and soul to be prepared for that which he shall bring to bear. Have the nations done this? Have they prepared you for the day when all nations of this earth and all institutionality of this earth in its tainted form in which we live today, none of them shall be found worthy to survive his judgment? Think about it. The nations all want to tell you that they are the chosen. The Most High will defend them against all their enemies. But my brothers and sisters, all the nations in some of the ways have been enemies against the fullness of the righteousness of Yah. Scriptures say Messiah himself must declare again that righteousness to this world. And it's those who put their trust in him when he does so. These are the ones the Most High should defend upon the rock solid foundation of his firmity and his understanding and his righteousness. These are the ones that he shall seal and confirm. As worthy to be preserved in himself. All others, who will not receive that confirming seal, not realizing that the Most High does not confirm any contract that he did not write. All those who seek to be justified otherwise, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, Scripture says shall perish. But all who would say that they deserve to survive, stand in contention against the Most High. Well, the Most High told me that's the definition of a fool. I asked him one time with his definition of a fool, and he told me anybody would stand against him. Deuteronomy 6 and 4, Hear, O Israel, the Most High, our Holy One is one. We all regard him, seek to regard him in his holiness. How can we remain divided if we are truly in all things guided and submissive unto him? You shall love. How about you shall seek the Most High? If you don't know what is his fullness, him who declares all that is to be your conscience. You must seek him with all your heart, no resistance. All your soul. No resistance. With all your might. Says these words, which I'm commanding you today, shall be in your heart. You should teach them diligently. Have all, my brothers and sisters, love all that the Most High has spoken. With all their minds, heart, soul, and might. That's the first command of all. Or have men so often said that which is not common to the variant social order, misorder, seeming wiser than men. Men just turn around and said, well, certain truths they don't talk about in their churches. Pastor won't speak up about where men have disregarded certain words. And they believe that if men are silent, the Most High has forgotten. Dare men believe the Most High has forgotten the truth because your rulers won't speak up? Trust me, my brothers and sisters, rulers are calling it treacherous because, as the scripture said in Jeremiah 23, these are false prophets. They profit the people not at all. But he said if they stood in his counsel and heard his words, they will turn men from their evil ways. Every short-sighted standard, every perversity. Because again, none of the perversities, negligences, partialities A rebellious standards of men seeking to preserve faulty foundations. None of them shall survive in the judgment. So I read to you again. Deuteronomy, how about 11:13? If you listen diligently, if you hearken diligently, if you obey diligently. Listen obediently to my commandments. As I'm commanding you today. That's an eternal command. He didn't say ever to forget them. He didn't say ever to disregard them. In fact, my brothers and sisters, there is no new covenant. The covenant, Most High declares by His Spirit, is a remembrance of all things, even all that men have forgotten, being scattered among the nations. How about bringing to remembrance, my brothers and sisters, that many have been pronated to forget their nations were ruled after the variant blindnesses, selfishly ambitious, prideful, vain designs of rulers, my brothers and sisters, who would keep you blind to what the Most High has decreed, that you remain subject to them and never know that you were born in a snare. He said, if you will obediently listen, be diligent then to preserve His commandments which He has commanded you this day. Oh, Deuteronomy 29:30-8 says, in the last days all those things that men have forgotten shall be brought to remembrance. Messiah comes to bring about a refreshing remembrance of all things. Acts 3:18-23, concerning all Most High has spoken by the mouth of His holy prophets since the world began. Isaiah 48 prophesies the Messiah and His return, saying, oh, that you kept, preserved, maintained, defended all that is my command. Then your peace would have been as a river, and your righteousness as a wave of the sea. And He says, from the beginning, from the creation, there am I. The Most High has sent me, what? To declare to you all that you've forgotten while scattered among the nations, all the confusion that you contrived after the hypocrisy, seeking to appease the rampant injustices of the nations. So if you listen diligently, hold diligently, remember diligently to obey my commandments that I'm commanding you today. Remember the scripture says Moshe, those one under Moshe came out of Egypt, all followed after the same rock, same foundation. That foundation was Kurdi. Don't know what I'm talking about? Please check out my website, hiddengospel.com. Early church origin, mutual expectation, understand what title those of the early church would have called the Messiah. Not to know what that one called the Kurdi comes to do. The Yeshua comes to do, according to all the ancient titles that He is called by in the prophets, is not to worship or know Him or honor Him at all. He said that Moshe was faithful even in the house of the Kurdi. Look at Hebrews 3rd chapter and understand. The word from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, is not disavowed by word from the Most High that comes at a later time. The word that is from the beginning, my brothers and sisters, is not disavowed by any disobedient authority under which men might find themselves. So if you listen obedient to my commandments, I'll command you this day to love the Most High, to serve Him. How about to seek Him? Him with all your heart. I did not say presuming what is His will. All your heart, with all your soul. Say we give rain for your land in this season. Early in the latter rain, that you may gather in your grain and your wine and your oil. Where that your hearts are not deceived. Be not deceived, Yah is not mocked. He is not misrepresented in any way. Be not deceived, Yah is not mocked. Whatever man sows, he shall also reap. From the flesh are seeking to presume his own way, not seeking Yah. From the flesh, man reaps corruption. Think about it. Every man seeking to appease his own will. Is that salvation? Is that oneness? Is that accord? Is that peace? In the flesh, man reaps corruption. After the spirit, the one testimony comes from on high, transcending all the snares and pseudo boundaries of the nations. Man may reap eternal life, peace, when all my brothers and sisters like-minded are one. So beware that your hearts are not deceived, not divided, not made contentious after the falsehood of the nations. Scriptures tell us there's strife, divisions, contentions, debates, doubts, doubtful disputations because of multitude of worldly misrepresentations, my brothers and sisters. Whereas your hearts are not so deceived that you do not turn away and serve other gods to worship them. Colossians 2:8, beware lest any man beguile you after the principle of the world, not after the courtesy. Believe me, brothers and sisters, the courtesy that Yeshua said that he is, comes in the latter days as he did before, to rebuke, indeed, my brothers and sisters, to rebuke all the false standards of all the nations. He made sure of them openly. So why do men allow the carnality of the rulers of the nations to act as an obstacle against discerning what is proper meat and drink? Even what is proper spiritual food, my brothers and sisters. In the new moons, in the Shabbat feasts of Most High, Most High has established memorials in which all that he has decreed, I said all that he has decreed, must be remembered. He said, these are my memorials. And the nations have desired that men forget these things and their purpose. And men, my brothers and sisters, in their ignorance be made unwitting slaves, robbed of the hope of salvation, after the misconceit and selfish avarice of those who would exalt themselves to seek to declare themselves judges about that which they have no understanding. Isn't it time, my brothers and sisters, to be discerned that a spiritual thing is discerned only by the Spirit, and we must humble ourselves before him, that we seek to fulfill what is fully his intent and the declaration of all that is his will. He said, beware that your hearts are not deceived after the misconceits then of men. Do not turn away and serve other gods, and that whatever man believes is a god to him. Do not serve other gods that you should honor, praise, worship. Be misled by any of them, or the anger of the Most High will be kindled against you, and he will shut up the heavens so that there will be no rain on the ground, will not yield its fruit, and you will perish quickly from the good land which the Most High has given you. I dare say to my brothers and sisters, Most High is already beginning to show on the earth a foretaste to what is to come. I can tell you that I've even seen, some of you may have as well, lands that are in severe drought. It's amazing, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High, when he gives rain, is too much. I cannot, can't tell you about how amazing it is that some seem not to be giving attention to the fact. I know the last two nights, right here in this city, they talked about one night, four houses burned down because of lightning strikes. Five last evening. Things like that happening all over the country. Floods, my brothers and sisters, when it gets rain and gets too much, but then the searing heat comes down. I watched a crop, I saw a crop not that long ago. Just wasn't paying attention. Week of rain, but then the searing heat came down, and I watched the blades of the corn fields turning quickly to a yellow dust. My brothers and sisters, you ever stop to consider that the Most High will not be pleased until he has granted the offering that he has required, and that according to the very first command, is that we seek him, love him, seek to discern his will perfectly, that no man be a misexample, therefore showing love to his brother, to submit together, strong people. That, my brothers and sisters, unto his own, is the first command of all. Yah is one, so his people must also be one. Then let the double-minded man, after the provocations of the nations, think he'll receive anything from Yah. Let him not think that his perseverance does not require perfect work. Please read the book of Jacob, they call James, first. Even the first 9 verses make it plain. I think about the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, how men double-mindedly in some of every institution of this world already seeming saying that they've established some form of authority, have denied the hope of the one called Shiloh that is prophesied in Genesis 49. And the scriptures tell us that the expectation of that one who teaches again righteousness that all exceed all the misconceits of the nations is a command that men must seek and expect and prepare for him till he come to establish peace. Have men done that with all their hearts? Or have they so often sought to preserve some form of larceny, robbery, treachery, deceit against the high righteous of Yah by seeking to deny some measure of that holy word? Which have men done, my brothers and sisters? Show me even one institution, one, on this earth. I would ask you to do it. So, show me even one on the face of this earth that's given consideration of all the Most High has decreed must be the preaching of the gospel to all the nations. I know many might say that they know of those that such exist. I can show you things in scriptures, my brothers and sisters, that show that to be a misconception. The prophecies said in advance. It talks about none righteous, no, not one. None who does good, no, not one. Most High looked to see if there were anyone who sought him to the fullness of what was his intent. He saw none good, no, not one. None that has discovered that fullness. Therefore, he says, people are devoured by evildoers, those who flatter men after fallen standards. And he says, you have to send Messiah to say, who out of Zion? Give salvation then to Israel. And everybody wants to be justified by his fallen standards. He said, and then Israel should be glad, be blessed, should be made one, should be healed. There are those, my brothers and sisters, who, for all the difference and contradictions they see in the world, they'd rather believe this is the work of the Holy Spirit, which is a total insult against the Most High as a teacher. And yet men, after such miscreant thinking, have thought themselves favored by the Most High. Shall the people taught by Yahweh, brothers and sisters, continue to speak lies, be easily deceived by every miscreant standard, still do all manner of injustice? What does it mean when it says man lives? How about if a man lives or dies as to whether or not he will seek every word that proceeds from the mouth of Yah? Or dare men say that they shall ignore that was the Most High's decree should be our expectation, and say he shall still yet live? He said, watch out for false prophets to declare fallen doctrines. He said, the fall of all institutionality they have created should be a great one. Shall men trust then in fallen standards, expect to stand? Again, the gospel is the whole word of Yahweh, brothers and sisters. He said, go forth and teach him everything that he declared. The Holy Spirit proceeds to bring to remembrance all that men have forgotten. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there's a very powerful sense of righteousness in the scenario painted in the scriptures. Some say they believe the Old Testament, some say they believe the New, but I tell you, my brothers and sisters, it is contained as the eventuality decreed in both. If any man chooses to ignore this word that will bring to bear the righteous sense of what is indeed divine justice. My brothers and sisters, he has not believed the gospel. He has still yet been subject to some constraint among the nations, still sought to uphold in some way the dreams and aspirations, the vision of another, even those nations, my brothers and sisters, that have never stood up for the whole truth. And the scripture says that cannot be the salvation of man. In fact, for those who understand it, that is the mark of the beast. So blessed are they who do his commandments. He says, this is the patience and faith of the saints, they who keep the commandments of Yah, the faith of Yeshua. The faith of Yeshua, my brothers and sisters, is not according to any of the designs of any rulers of the nations. In fact, the scripture says that he comes for the express purpose, because he trusts none of that which is the examples in this world that he sees. I know what the Most High told me directly. He said to me that whatever I see, hear, read, anything else from man, but to check it out with him first. He said, if someone make a fool of me. So the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know, but what they don't know. What they think they know, not giving consideration to all that he has spoken, he said, is not wisdom at all. He told me his definition of a fool is one who will stand against him or any part of his word. He said some of the biggest lies, half-truths, have been told to blind men against discerning the greater truth. I thank him, my brothers and sisters, for that warning. Sounds to me so much like what he said, your righteousness concede all the contentions that are on the part of your rulers who would exalt a multitude of partial standards, hypocrisy, none after which should any man have pride. He said, else should not enter the kingdom of Yah. So the greatest wisdom is in discerning those things, my brothers and sisters, men have not discerned. Discern the hidden things. He said, the gospel be hid as hidden under the lost. Well, the gospel is the whole word. Who has discerned it? Should men say that they still have been guided? Guided fully unto what is salvation? Still holding on to the machinations of man that would deny in any way the truth? Your righteousness, your desire to discern was the fullness of all the Most High has declared, must exceed that which is the false comfort of all your rulers. Else, he said, you should not enter his kingdom. You're not going to be able to sit back and say to him, I was a Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Hebrew Israelite. You said that you were. He decides who is an Israelite. Did you hear me? He decides. He decides who it is that, like ancient patriarch Israel, would not relent in seeking what is fully the blessing for himself and his people. He decides, my brothers and sisters, who it is what is functioning diligently with the fullness of that heart, that would not let go in striving with an angel until he was blessed to pass on the covenant of the Most High. I want to tell you, my brothers and sisters, that he who believes to obey the whole word of the gospel is confirmed unto salvation and no one else. Last evening, he spoke about a very powerful scripture that's in the book of Revelation, 16th chapter through the 21st verse. I dare say that it obliges and is to the behest of every soul. Please examine closely on my website the article called The Secret City Prophecies, hiddengospel.com. Article called Early Church Origin and Mutual Expectation. Article called The Gospel of Shiloh. Very important that you examine these things. Well, I dare to say, my brothers and sisters, no one is converted unto the righteousness of Yah who would uphold what are the dreams and aspirations of any nation that would uphold its faulty foundations against the world and its people being made steadfast after the righteousness, the fullness of Yah. There will not be. Listen to me. So watch out for false prophets. How about rulers who don't teach you everything you should have known? He said, many will come to him in that day. They will not in your name cast out devils. Your name prophesy, preach. Your name do many wonderful works. Your name cast out illusions. My brother and sister, they were the teachers of illusions. In his name, honorably, unto his name, unto the fullness of his intent, move. Do you think that any of these political, social, or civil religious institutions have taught that fullness? See, do we not do many wonderful or inspired works? He didn't say after his spirit that you wrought was so incomplete. Say, keep away from me, you will work iniquity, injustice. Teach the people unrighteousness, injustice. He said the fall of all such institutions is based upon such faulty foundations. The fall of such institutions shall be great. Scripture says the Messiah will come to reprove all. Have the nations told you that in the coming of him you say you expect? Every institutionality that you have learned to trust will be in some way rebuked as unrighteous, reproved as have been hypocritically, misrepresentatively, treacherous and deceitful against the holy name, causing men to swear by the name of the Most High, but only according to the ramifications of each man's misimaginations. Remember one time I had to pass a lot of information over to people at particular churches, and I remember walking toward that church and hearing the voice of the Most High said and saying, these people should soon see me as I am. Will they love me still? Well, Scripture prophesied in advance that in the latter days man should discover that there's so much that they have lost sight of that must be restored. How many of our brothers and sisters are willing to admit that they have forgotten these truths in light of being called to the remembrance of these things? How many of my brothers and sisters, when they discover what they have missed, will be willing, my brothers and sisters, to believe? Anyone who is not willing would not be found, my brothers and sisters, having had faith in Yah. I'd like to call attention to scripture that is written in Revelation. I said Revelation. I spoke about this last night. I want to speak about it more. Very imperative. You should count it a blessing, my brothers and sisters, to hear these words. Scripture says, blessed is that wise and faithful servant who will give you food in due season. So the Most High will appoint him over all he has. Don't know what I'm talking about? Please listen to last night's show. Revelation 6:12. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, these verses repeat what is written in Isaiah 44th chapter, 20th. 44, 45, 6, out to about 46, 13. They repeat, my brother says, what is written also at 19:1-5, Isaiah, prepare. Isaiah 19:18-25. Most times said he would dry up the rivers for one called, they called him the King James Version, they said Cyrus, but how many know he carried the title, the Kurdi, the righteous one likened to the rising sun, to come suddenly like the rising sun to cast out the darkness, reveal the light the world would obscure. The one whom Messiah said he is when he was called King of the East. And your leaders, my brothers and sisters, have not translated it as so because they didn't know the scenario that's in Isaiah 44. One who comes to prove foolish all the wisdom of those who call themselves rulers, that Jerusalem might be established on a firm foundation, ruled in righteousness, and that he, my brothers and sisters, as a shepherd, I gather his people, my brothers and sisters, indeed, to still waters and green pastures. Before this, my brothers and sisters, that is required unto life. Scripture says that they may know from the rising sun to the west, beyond all the foolishness of all the rulers, there's only one salvation, that's the fullness of a divine word. Scripture speaks of that one, and it says, unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. I would have you to think about this, my brothers and sisters. Those scriptures in Isaiah 45 that are related again in Revelation, for instance, 14:12. How about the second chapter of Philippians? Really need to read all that from around the second chapter, beginning of the second chapter, all the way out to about the 11th verse. Unto him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear that he is Lord to the glory of Yah's Father. Did you notice, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures from whence that came speaks of Messiah not as a suffering servant, but in that case, as a conquering king, to expose all the unrighteousnesses of all the rulers in the nations, even to establish, my brothers and sisters, eternal dominion, exposing all that is of Babylon, the confusion that's kept people blind, the sheep blind to the shepherd. Well, even that all may know, my brothers and sisters, there's only one salvation, one fullness of a word, except of under Yah, worthy to receive the seal, the confirmation that it is steadfast unto him. It says the sixth angel poured his bow on the great river Euphrates, the river of Babylon. How about the people might walk across a dry shore? You really need to really look at Isaiah 11. It talks again about that drying up of the rivers. By one who comes a second time to gather Israel, the people return to their land. Who did that before, my brothers and sisters? The scripture says this one who will do it is out of the tribe of Judah. Written offspring of David, bright morning star, another lawgiver. How about who brings to remembrance, my brothers and sisters, all that is even said by the prophet Moshe? Who did that before? Like I said, my brothers and sisters, the scripture says unto him every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. And the scriptures talk about this ultimately as a prophecy in the latter days. And it talks about one, my brothers and sisters, who, because he declares the righteousness of Yah, all nations shall be humbled and subdued before him. Have you not understood, my brothers and sisters, speaking about the same one? The scripture calls him the anointed one, Messiah. So the sixth angel poured his bow upon the great river Euphrates, river of Babylon. The waters dried up. How about the people may walk across dry shod? Read Isaiah 11. Look closely. That the way of the king of the east, and those who not understood this prophecy, and I'll even say they did not understand and didn't want you to understand, they'll put in kings of the east to totally throw you off. That you not discern of whom the scripture was speaking. The scripture says they will wait for him to renew their strength. Who has stood of this righteous one likened to the rising sun and the sudden arising? Cast out the darkness, reveal the light, the world would obscure, who had exposed all the precepts of all the rulers. Why does scripture say be watchful? It means watch your rulers, or did it say watch and seek the Most High beyond your rulers, that you might be found faithful? Water dried up, the way of the king of the east might be prepared. In other words, the resources of the lands also. And drying up, my brothers and sisters, men realizing something is wrong, knowing to seek the Most High, men recognizing that the rulers have been foolish. Therefore, they seek a greater king. What's scripture saying? Repairing the desert, a highway. How about in the lands where men in the wilderness, in the desert? Same word, place where men have been lost. In the desert where there's been nothing to drink. Spiritual food contaminated. That the way of the king of the east might be prepared, that men might know to seek further. He said, I saw three unclean spirits like frogs out of the mouth of the dragon. Satan the devil who deceived the whole world. Out of the mouth of the beast. The nations of the earth. Mouth of the false prophet. Every church. So-called church. That will not bring men fully out of the injustices of this world. False prophets, and that they teach a fallen word. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, it must be a fallen word, and that they have not taught all that should have been taught. For they are the spirits of devils, the testimonies of those who preach deviant and partial, neglectful, treacherous words. Working miracles. How about lies? Seeming. Be wise. Seeming to declare righteousness, declaring folly. Which go forth to the kings of the earth, to the whole world to gather to that the battle of that great day of Yah Almighty. Say, behold, I come. How about like a thief unexpectedly? Blessed he who watches, seeks for, prepares, looks expectantly for the coming of the one called Shiloh, and therefore keeps his garments. In other words, get the point. Everyone who calls himself a priest or a leader that has not been true to his name and his word shall be humiliated as those found fallen short. Blessed watches and keeps his garments. They walk naked and men see their shame. In other words, everybody understands these were fleshly men. They are flesh and not spirit. Men, after the multitude of their confusions, are not true to Yah. Malachi 2:6 through 3:4 speaks of this, because many are they who after the flesh perform all manner of injustice and say that this is still righteous for Yah. My brothers and sisters, they say that there will be none to reprove them. Scripture calls him the messenger of the covenant who will reprove all your leaders. Deliver his people from all the injustices of all your rulers, pastors, priests, rabbis, elders, kings, whatever, that might be brought forth into the Most High and offering in righteousness, as a rule, pleasing as in former days. Great day of Yah Almighty. He called them and brought them to a place which in the Hebrew tongue is called Armageddon. Those who know the hills of Megiddo are Harosheth of the Gentiles, written out in Judges 4. All this is on my website, hiddengospel.com. Should understand, my brothers and sisters, what the scenario is. We talk about the fall of Babylon. The fall of Moab, which is also Edom. The fall, my brothers and sisters, of all that is hell, this worldly Egypt. The fall of all, my brothers and sisters, every social lesson, school lesson that has blinded the masses. Brought in the place within the Hebrew tongue called Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his bow, and there was a great voice out of the temple of heaven saying, it is done. Revelation 6 talks about a great earthquake. It's that earthquake that destroys that city that is mentioned in Zephaniah 3. That city where all the various confusions of the nations are gathered. Where Messiah himself will speak first to this world. But the scripture says, the wicked, the lawless, those who know nothing of this will know no shame. Therefore, the Most High will make that city the altar hearth that it is intended to be and the only purpose it can perform. To warn all the nations and all the rulers are unwise. And therefore, you see in Revelation 6, the kings of the earth running for cover, saying, it hides from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne. My brothers and sisters, Isaiah 25, 1 through 3 through 10 relates the same scenario, a city destroyed. Isaiah 24, 10 through 16 speaks of the same, a city destroyed. And because of this, they will know from the rising sun to the west, or from the west to the rising of the sun in the latter days, that there is only one who declares righteousness, and the Most High has declared him, that the whole world might be blessed. Scripture said, because of him and his appearing, it says, men shall say, this is the righteous one for whom we have waited. We will rejoice and be made glad in his salvation, and he will wipe away all tears from off our eyes. And Martin Moab, all the lies and all the nations that have started to sit against men discerning the righteousness of the kingdom, the Most High himself will establish, will be trodden down before him. So a great voice out of the temple of Most High saying, it is done. There were voices and thunders and lightnings and a great earthquake. Isaiah 66, for those who will understand it. I put on my website an article called Rapture Doctrine, Rapture Debunked. Look for it at hiddengospel.com. Discern what the scriptures are really saying at Isaiah 66. Some of that is also written in that article called Secret City Prophecies. So we should prepare for this event, lest we be like those who are caught when a thief comes suddenly in the night. But in this case, my brothers and sisters, the one the world will call a thief is one who comes to claim what is his own. He said, what the scripture say? Rivers are dried up the way the king of the priests, the king of the east might be prepared. He said, and behold, I come. 15th verse. Messiah is the one called the king of the east, when the Son reveals all righteousness. And saying, this was a mighty earthquake, and the great city was divided into three parts. The cities and nations fell, and great Babylon came to remembrance before Yah, to give her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath, and every island and mountain, that means all the smaller and larger kingdoms of this world, were not to be found, and establishes one great kingdom to break in pieces what has been the bondage of the false righteousness and the veil that's over all nations. I would tell you, my brothers and sisters, that the expectation of all who would come to believe, that they be called converted, is that they must cease and desist in the knowledge of the gospel, the fullness of the word. They must no longer hold to the false dreams and aspirations of the rulers who would blind the people to their unrighteousness. As I said to you before, no one who would defend or guard any manner of injustice should be able to stand in the judgment. Only those who will uphold the fullness of what is divine righteousness should be found worthy of his name, that they be preserved against the wrath of Yah which is to come. The one called the angel from the rising sun, king of the east, at Revelation 7:2, will say, hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees to the angels of wrath. Hurt not the earth, nor the sea, nor the trees, till we've sealed the servants of Yah upon their brows. But who are they? But those who discern him who bears the name to uphold what is honorable before Yah. Those who hear that call, those who call upon his name, having heard that call, in Jerusalem, the city of peace, shall they know deliverance, and no others. Not all have heard the preaching of this gospel, my brothers and sisters, that you might not be led astray. I ask again, are you sure that if you have sought the Most High with all your mind, heart, soul, and might? If you did not know that you need to discern beyond all the rulers who claim falsely to be they who the Most High, in their turn from transgression, he said he would defend against all their enemies. If not discern, my brothers and sisters, the righteousness that will help to make you, let's just say, worthy to be called confirmed as that people. And you have trusted that in your various nations these shall be preserved. Think about it. The scripture says that all these nations should come against Israel, should come against the Israel as the Most High seeks to raise it up. Shall they stand?
60 seconds.
To really believe, my brothers and sisters, after the ways of the wicked, the lawless, who mercilessly lead the people without instruction? Or shall you know that your dreams, your aspiration, your vision must be devoured unto all the Most High declared? What was silenced? All the kings and rulers of the nations can say by the hand of one who says, keep silence before me, O you isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. Let my people renew their strength. All nations and all their precepts and lies subdued before him. Listen to me, O isles. Most High has called from the womb, from the body of my mother. He made mention of my name to bring Israel back to him. How about to expose all unrighteousness, declare a word like a sharp two-edged sword that shall discern whether men seek the fullness of that righteousness of Yah or not. Believe me, the words I spoke to you tonight are part of that sharp sword that is that fullness of a word. But we're not hearkening to this, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says, shall be cut off. I pray and thank the Most High for every year that he brings near unto his might, unto his honor, unto his praise always. Hallelujah, my brothers and sisters. I can only tell you what the Most High told me. I must tell you things that men have done everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, deny, pervert, silence, and destroy. Shall one called by the Holy Spirit brought to the remembrance of these things, shall he not, my brothers and sisters, seek to speak these things? He who has the light must declare the light, lest he be counted yet a child of darkness. Again, until we speak again, my brothers and sisters, Menedim Yah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries, thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. Thanking you all for listening. Thank the Most High for this opportunity to speak this very precious word. Who is that faithful servant who will grant wisdom in due season? Most High says he will appoint that faithful servant over all that he has. Be not counted among those who hide the truth, but among those who declare what they are. Read Isaiah 43. Beyond all this babbling and confusion, the one Most High will say, are worthy, for they are indeed the ones that he will call, the ones he formed. Beyond all the lying matrices of this world, ones that he would call his witnesses, the vessels of his testimony, that he shall be glorified.